Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida has reported 216 new coronavirus deaths. That breaks a record set just yesterday. The state health department's report today shows Florida continues to be one of the epicenters of the coronavirus outbreak. Although hospitalizations for the disease are down slightly, still officials say there are more than 9,400 new confirmed cases and more than 6,300 total deaths. The new numbers raised the average number of deaths reported daily to 142. That's second only to Texas overall and to Arizona in per capita deaths. Florida's Department of Motor Vehicles offices closed in March and only opened up again in June. In that time, a lot of people had their driver's licenses expire. Danny Rivero reports on how reduced access to the state's DMV offices is bringing unintended consequences.
Since the DMV offices reopened, the only way to get service in person has been by appointment. The state says that's necessary in trying to enforce social distancing. But attorney Evan Hoffman says some of his clients need to renew their licenses or do other things that can only be done in person, and they haven't been able to get appointments. He says this is increasingly becoming an issue.
So now you have people who can't drive like they're supposed to because they can't get a license. So they're driving anyway. You're picking up another new law violation.
One of Hoffman's clients was arrested for driving without a valid license in Key West, but lives in Miami-Dade County. After he was released, he tried to reinstate his license.
So he made his priority and he could not get a DMV appointment locally in the time we needed. He actually went out of county and we went to Palm Beach.
Because of people traveling to get appointments, some counties have started to limit services to people who live inside that county. Another impact is on voter registration. About half the new voter registrations in a normal year come from DMV office visits. But state records show
plummeting rates of registration.
Paige Gardner is the chair of the board for the Voter Participation Center and the Center for Voter Information. The groups have mailed out more than 1 million voter registration forms across the state.
It's really, really incumbent upon groups like ours to help people register because the state doesn't send out voter registration applications to unregistered people. So how are these people going to enter the system?
The Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles says most services can be done online. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
Three Florida universities are among the top seven in the country with the most confirmed cases of coronavirus. The New York Times surveyed every public four-year college in the country, as well as every private institution that competes in Division I sports or is a member of an elite group of research universities. The University of Florida has 217 cases, the University of Central Florida has 438, and Tampa's University of South Florida has 182. The National Hurricane Center is not quite ready to classify the weather system in the Eastern Caribbean as a tropical storm. As of their 2 o'clock update, it still lacked a well-defined circulation. However, meteorologist Megan Borowski says it's almost certain to become Tropical Storm Isaias later tonight.
Satellite imagery has shown an uptick in thunderstorm activity today, which could indicate better organization and strengthening. However, uncertainty with this one is still unusually high because there is no official center of circulation yet, and we just don't know how it may interact with the islands of the Greater Antilles.
Regardless of when it's classified, Borowski says there remains the potential for at least some impacts in Florida this weekend. The weather doesn't care that there's a pandemic. Amber Amortigui looks at how nursing homes are preparing for storms during the pandemic.
Nursing homes hold a vulnerable population. Kristen Knapp is the Director of Communications at the Florida Healthcare Association. She says providers go through a process to gear up for hurricane season.
They have a comprehensive emergency management plan that outlines the various steps they take to keep their residents safe, to make sure their facility is prepared, make sure their staff are properly trained. So that's something that they do on an ongoing basis throughout the year.
But union leader Margaret Norette says otherwise. She's the vice president of long-term care for SEIU United Healthcare Workers East. She says caregivers aren't prepared.
What we're dealing with right now is too much. If it's something else come up, like the hurricane, we're in big, 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 big trouble.
Right now, she's hoping for the best for the sake of nursing home patients and caregivers.
We hope hurricane stay away from Florida. We don't think we have capacity to handle anything else right now.
Hurricane season ends November 30th. I'm Amber Amortigui in Pompano Beach.
Florida hit a new milestone this week. Wildlife officials say 5,000 Burmese pythons have now been captured in the Florida Everglades since the state started paying hunters to track them down in 2017. Ron Bergeron is a South Florida Water Management District board member and an avid python hunter. He says each python captured represents hundreds of native Florida wildlife saved. Scientists have estimated there are up to 300,000 pythons in the Florida Everglades. Tonight, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Overnight low temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and hot with highs in the mid-90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on the WMNF app, and on WMNF.org.